Anyways, I want to tell you a little bit about my first guest, Seth Reynes. In his 50s, Seth transitioned from female to male, leaving behind a life, he says, in which he never felt free to be whom he truly was inside. It was a journey, he says, that took strength, resilience, and courage. As the author of the first book for transgender teens, Seth says he's on a mission to alleviate the still prevalent fears and misconceptions people have about transgender people in the United States and abroad. His website's www.sethreines, that's RAINESS.com. And we're going to talk to Seth here in just a moment. He's also what caught my attention, and the reason I invited him on is because the title I seen under his name was Trump's New Target, Transgender Students. And when I seen that, I said, well, let me get this guy on and see why he's saying that. So let me go ahead and bring him on and give him a chance to tell you what he's talking about. All right, so here we go. Let me get this sucker all set up here. All right, let's bring Seth on with us here on Late Night in the Midlands. Who says I ain't fair? I'm fair.
Hello.
Good evening, Seth. This is Michael Vera with Late Night in the Midlands. How are you?
Good evening. I'm just doing fantastic. How are you?
I am doing just fine, and I want to thank you for taking out a little bit of time to be with us tonight, and looking forward to talking to you. So, I guess maybe if we could get a little bit of background. I just read the bio, but maybe you want to tell me a little bit about yourself, and then maybe we could get into some other things like Donald Trump and such.
Sure. I am a transgender guy, and I go around and I speak to faculty, to corporations, about transgender people, and especially in corporations, unconscious bias and how to you know, support creative teamwork, which definitely helps corporations. And also at some of the transgender conferences, I'll talk to parents and kids, because it's very important to understand what transgender people are all about and not the misconception that's out there. And in doing so, I hope by, you know, telling people the truth, that I'm shifting their perspectives and trying to allay some of the fear that is just terribly out there into the sky and the atmosphere for everybody to grab onto. And basically, it doesn't have any, has no justification. And it's my generation, I think, that really needs the education. I think the younger generation kind of gets it. And so I wrote a book for trans teens, basically about what that's all about if they decide to transition, and how to deal with schools and bullies and your future and what you're going to do, and more importantly, mentally, how are you prepared to handle that journey and life in general, like everybody else?
I see. And maybe explain a little bit, because I think one of the confusions people have is exactly what is transgender? What does it mean to be transgender?
It deals with gender identity, which most of the people in the world, you know, up until, I guess, all this exposure in the last few years, had no clue what the word gender identity is, because most people get up in the morning, they put their clothes on, and they do what they have to do. They're not plagued or bothered, or I would say there's no perseveration in their head that says, I don't look like the person in that mirror. I don't feel like the person that I see. And they, you know, they may have been natally born as a female or a male, but their gender is for the most part the opposite of it. They transition, or their gender is opposite of what they were natally born. And everybody, and I get it, people have a hard time with that, because, you know, we live in a world where if you don't fit in this box or the other box, we don't know what to do with anything that falls in between. And quite frankly, these days there's a lot of spectrum. There's a big, broad spectrum now between those two boxes.
So then what would be the difference between somebody who's transgender and, say, somebody who's gay? I mean, isn't it...
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. There are two different things. One is sexual orientation. It's who you're attracted to.
Okay.
And gender identity, which would be, encompassing, let's say, the trans umbrella, is how you identify. So what I tell people, an easy way to remember it as, is your gender identity is who you go to bed as, and your sexual orientation is who you go to bed with, and they're miles apart. They have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
Okay, and so now that we got that, you said what really caught my attention when I first seen your paper clipping is that Trump's new target was transgender students. So I'm somebody who has supported Trump, but he's not God. I mean, I don't worship him. So maybe get into just a little bit of how he is targeting transgender students and what exactly you mean by that.
I personally, I don't think he's going directly out at transgender students, but what he has done is he's turned back some of the guidance that was set forth in the Obama administration, which basically protected those with gender identity, which at this point is what we're talking about as transgender kids. And it really actually comes down to just basic human rights and why things are singled out. I don't know. I mean, to me there's so much more important things in the world, but this is what's on everybody's lung and tongue, and we have to move forward and stay positive, especially the community, because it has sort of turned back the clocks and given states the ability to, make their own rules up, which I kind of get, but I also believe if you're talking about human rights, that should be a national thing. That just shouldn't be on a local level, and that's my opinion.
Right.
It should, if you're talking about civil rights and human rights, that's for everybody. And once you start to break it down into individual, states, then you're going to find, where the hatred lies, because it's truly about hatred and actually misconception. I think people are acting on things that they believe were years ago, and they weren't the truth. Uncle Tom told Aunt Mary about something, and then the story came back to the family is some weird story, because look at my generation didn't grow up with the internet and didn't grow up with all that information. And so we listened to whoever told somebody something that got to you somehow, so, misconstrued. And so I think if we educate people, I think a lot of this is just common sense and compassion. I think a lot of this will go away. But
okay.
Is it going to happen overnight? I don't know. I mean, I plan to speak myself out of a living. That's why I'm doing it, because I don't want kids to live the way I lived.
All right. And so then the White House here, now from my understanding, they had signaled the intent to roll back what's called protections for transgender students.
Right, that's Title IX. Right.
Yeah, and that was set under President Obama. And those protections, what they allowed now, I think this is what some people have the problem with. It allows students to use locker rooms and bathrooms that match the gender they identify with. But now here's the concern that I have with that. And my concern is, what do we do about those, and we all know they exist, those weirdos out there, those pedophiles or whoever it might
be,
who might use
that as
an excuse.
You're right, but let's step aside for a second. There are laws already out there for that. That's the whole thing. There are laws out there for perverts and pedophiles. I mean, I grew up and there were laws for that. That has nothing to do with transgender people. As a matter of fact, the transgender person going to the bathroom for which they identify is actually the target. They're not the one causing the problem. They just want to go in and go to the bathroom and get out. And they are riding, something on the back of a transgender person that's got absolutely nothing to do with them. I mean, I understand how people can feel. I get that. But it's targeted at a very small percentage of the transgender population, and that's the male who transitions to female later in life. So, do they look like a beautiful model? No, because they've gone through the harshness of male puberty. And they do their best to try to, the word I use, blend into society where people don't point them out. So if they go out of their house dressed as a woman because that's the way they feel they are, they don't want to be pointed out. They don't want someone to be ogling them and eyeing them. So they do their best, and you can imagine the strength it takes to walk out of the house. So why would they want to start trouble? And, you know, it's very difficult for people who don't understand to just realize that these people identify as a female. So they're not thinking like a what we would call a cisgender male. And what does that mean? That means someone who was born a male and identifies as a male. They don't think that way. They think like women. They think from what they believe is a woman's perspective. So they're not really what people would believe, a man in the woman's bathroom. And I know that's hard to grasp. I get it.
Well, no, you know, and me personally, no, I don't think the transgender people are a problem at all. I think, you know, maybe they have their own issues that they wrestle with, but I don't think they're a problem. The problem that I see is with a law like that, where, like, I know when I was a teenager and I was in high school, oh, man, if you told us we could go into the girls' locker room, I could guarantee you I would have done it.
Oh, yeah, and I understand that, but most of the schools, see, because I teach this in the schools, most of the schools already know the kids that are transgender. I mean, and now when I say this, I realize every state is different, but I come from New Jersey, so I'll take my state as an example. When we have a kid that is transitioning, regardless of whether it's eight years old or 14 years old, the school's notified, and they're very well aware of that, and they know who's transgender. And of course, you know, for confidential reasons, they don't say that. But if Marty decides one day, because the football team is going to say, oh, you know, let's put on a wig and a dress and go in there, the school gets that. They realize that kid's playing a prank. Okay, and if it becomes a safety issue, then the school has a safety problem. They don't have a transgender problem. They have a safety problem in the bathrooms, and they have to attend to safety in the bathrooms. And it has nothing to do with the transgender child, but they want to point their finger to the transgender child and have it ride on their back, and that's not the case, and it shouldn't happen. So I understand what you're saying, but the boy is not going to dress up like a woman and just walk into the girls' locker room without quickly getting thrown out, because everybody in the school knows the two or three or four kids that are transgender. And it's not Marty who decides one day he wants to be Mary. So, I mean, the school, you know what I mean? I mean, listen, boys will be boys, girls will be girls, but, you know, people who identify as the opposite gender from which they're born literally just want to go through their lives, go to school, have their friends do whatever, and not cause a scene or have the light shine down upon them. And I think if we just educate people a little bit better and they come to understand it, whether they accept it or not, because, you know, you can't just have everybody accept everything, but I just like to tell people the truth, and what they do with it is their option.
Now,
I don't come to convert people. I just come to tell them the truth, because there's a huge misconception out there.
Right. So let me ask, what is the do you know the percentage of transgender people within, I guess, within the U.S. population? Now, I was told, I looked up some statistics today, and it said 0.3% of the population, and I'm thinking it's a very low amount of people to be changing the laws for, right? I mean, or am I wrong? I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I think if we look at it as the perspective of educating people and understanding that it's just civil rights and human rights, to not, you know, segregate people, it's not a question of changing the law. And you're right, it's a small amount of people, so why are they making a big deal out of it? I don't know. I guess they're concerned, you know, they're hiding discrimination under this, and this is the problem. They're giving people the right to discriminate now and move backward in time against the LGBT community. We're moving backward. We're not going forward. And quite frankly, if you ask me, I think there's greater concerns than this, but this is the wheelhouse that I'm in, and I just try to educate people and just say, look, all people want to do is live their lives. And you're right, it's about 750,000 people in the United States, but is it? It could be 1.5 million. But let me ask you, you know, how people are today. Are you going to raise your hand and start filling out a survey? You know, we're all suspicious of so many things today that maybe people wouldn't do that because they're thinking, oh, they tell me they don't know who I am, but how do I know that, you know?
And, well, you could be right there. I mean, and
I just think if we educate people, I really think most of this would go away. I think people just have a misconception. And I do understand their concerns for perverts in the bathroom, but we've had laws on the books for that for years.
Well, yeah, but we've had the laws on the books for years, but we've never had an open bathroom kind of policy where, like, if, say, you get the pervert, well, what are you doing in this bathroom? You know, and, oh, well, you know, I see myself as a woman today. So now he's in the bathroom with little kids, and he's got a good excuse, and I guess that's where some of my concern. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here, but haven't transgender people been? I mean, haven't we been all using the bathroom? I mean, for you know.
That's what I'm saying. You're right, and there hasn't been any incidents. When they go back and they try and fight this in every court, there has never, and like the police will say, for 20 years I've been in this town and we've never had an incident. Now maybe there could be some joker next week that wants to do something, but if this is going around for years and years and years, why all of a sudden? I mean, I can tell you when I grew up, you know, as a woman before I transitioned, for 40 years I listened to women tell me I didn't belong in the women's bathroom. I mean, I listened to it. I just grew hard skin to it, and depending on my day or whatever my thought process was, I would say, well, the last time I looked, I could read a sign, you know, and we look out for each other, and if something looks suspicious, I get that. But 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be the transgender person that's going to cause this problem. It just isn't going to happen.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I agree. It's I would feel probably much safer around transgender people than I would some others because they're more likely. Really,
I would agree with you.
Well, you know, so it's just I worry about the percentage of those the crazy people who would try to use something like that to their advantage, and it's a shame that it's the transgender people who. You know, have to deal with that kind of thing, that being thrown up. You know, I hate to even talk about it, but it's a reality. So,
and you know, it's just giving people what's going on now is giving people a license who are inclined to hate more, and to discriminate more, and giving them permission, which to me I think is the greater crime. But you know, I have to go along with what's happening right now and deal with it. And hopefully it's just a bump in the road. And at some point, you know, we'll get past it. I mean, there are a lot of organizations that are out there that have been there for 30, 40 years, you know, down in the trenches fighting this every single day. To me, you know, I really believe that education would maybe shift some people's perspective. Everybody?
Yeah.
Probably not, but a lot more people than are right now out there that are very short-sighted due to a lack of knowledge.
Well, Seth, education is a great thing, and I agree with you. More people do need to be educated. And listen, if we're almost out of time here, and so what I'd like to do is give you the floor. Websites, where can people go to get educated? And I thank you for taking time out to be here.
Well, thank you for having me. They can go to my website, which is sjspeaks.com, and there I have a resource guide. They can, you know, just click it, you know, just give me their email. I'll send them everything they want to know, and they can look it up at their own will. I mean, but honestly, if you type in the word transgender now on the Internet, there's a plethora of valid, good national organizations, and especially if there's someone out there listening who thinks maybe their kid could be trans, there's the HRC.org. There's the National Center for Transgender Equality.org. There are many organizations. Locally, there's PFLAG, P-F-L-A-G, and they have support groups for people. There's more out there than you know now. And it's just, you know, if you're facing that yourself as an adult or a child, just get the support you need. There are way many organizations out there willing to support people and help you. You don't have to be alone in this matter, especially today in 2017.
All right. Well, Seth, again, I thank you so much. And it's probably not easy putting yourself out there. I'm sure there's people who just want to get you on their shows and fight with you. And, you know, I just wanted to hear
right,
your
well,
perspective.
Yeah, I learned not to go down that road. You know, it's a short road.
Yeah, unless Tucker Carlson there calls you on, I wouldn't do it.
It was great chatting with you, and you know what? Reach out to me again if anything ever comes up in the news and you want to chat. I'll be more than happy to do that with you.
All right. Well, thank you again. I appreciate you taking time out.
All right. You have a great night.
All right. You too.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you. All right, folks. There you go.